Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Today we're talking about the problem with the fire movement. This is episode 198. Welcome to the main event.
It's the Success Sensei Podcast main event.
The problem with the fire movement. Before I get started, first of all, what is FIRE? Well, it's a movement that has gained a lot of momentum very recently, especially over the last couple of years, last few years. There's a lot of podcasts about FIRE, and it stands for Financial Independence Retire Early. So there's a lot of people that believe in focusing on financial independence, retire early. Sounds like a good thing, right? Well, before I get into this, I do want to actually say that I am a fan. I can't say that I'm in the movement. I'm not a practitioner of FIRE. Maybe I would have been had it been around earlier on as I was growing up. Maybe I would have focused a little bit more on it. But that I actually am a fan and I am into the positive things that it's promoting to the masses. But like with everything, I do think there's drawbacks. I do think that you're foolish if you mindlessly go towards any of these acronyms and any of these new age movements. So I have 10 points and 10 things to think about if you're going to follow the FIRE movement. Maybe you're accustomed to it already, and maybe these are things that have come into your mind as well, and I'm just voicing what you're already thinking. Maybe you think I'm completely off the wall for criticizing the FIRE movement and all the many benefits that it brings many, many people. And if that's the fact, certainly let me know your opinion. And it's not a personal attack against FIRE. In fact, the opposite. Hopefully there's people listening to this episode that have never experienced financial independence, retire early movement. And maybe it will focus you and make you want to really do your research, and you might become part of it as well. So I'm not trying to turn you against it. I'm just saying go in with your eyes wide open. Now, the very first point I want to get into is, and I have written down here, cult. A problem with any group, any movement, any commonality of thought is that it ends up coming with its own rules and leaders and ways of customs. You know, it's like everything else. It's like martial arts. It's like kickboxing, that, you know, the background that I come from. It's very easy for these things to appear like cults with their own traditions. And I suppose I'm very much a non-conformist, as you'll know from, I think I did a non-conformist episode at one stage, and maybe that's why I'm against any particular affinity to any groups or saying that I'm a part of a group, even if I do share a commonality of thought with that group. So, you know, it's the same with you. If you want to practice the FIRE, you don't have to sign up to absolutely all the rules or all the leaders or all the traditionals or all the customs or all the ways. You know, that's what can put a lot of people off these things, is when they have a cult-like appearance. And I am suggesting that it's happening with the FIRE movement. So that was number one. Number two, you know, it can promote an over-reliance on frugality. Now, frugality is definitely not sexy. Living well below your means, sacrificing things that you would like to have for the sake of saving your money and living an extremely frugal lifestyle. Now, I hear what you're saying. Not everybody in the FIRE movement is promoting extreme frugality, but a lot are, and it does have frugal connotations to even the acronym, to the name, to the movement. And it's not all about, I understand as well, you'll hear other terms bandied around like fat FIRE and lean FIRE, and lean FIRE being extreme frugality, fat FIRE being, you know, not as much frugal or not concentrating on frugality. But I think it's so linked to depriving yourself of simple luxuries and daily life in order to be able to save as much as you can, that I think there's an over-reliance on, you know, self-sacrifice nearly. That's number two. Number three, it is an American system of, you know, stock picking mutual funds and ETFs that aren't available globally. They're certainly not available. The Vanguard options aren't available in this country. And also, we have more severe tax measures here. I know, you know, I'm not a tax expert, but I know it's more tax efficient in the US than it would be here, which makes it a lot less attractive in this country and many other countries. So it has the origins of FIRE is in America. And I think that's where you really see the benefits of the particular system of investing. Right, number four, too much focus on the future. So I am very much a future minded person. But the problem with being too future orientated is that, you know what, it may not ever come. If you're planning on being financially independent at 65, at 70, at 75, at 80, you know, these days may not actually happen. So if you are so much, you know, focused into and saving for the future that you're not stopping and smelling the roses today, or not enjoying a few luxuries, you know, it's very similar to the point number two, which I was saying is an over-reliance on frugality. But the difference, I suppose, with this is not living in the moment, constantly reading things and being focused on the future and imagining the future and not actually being present. You know, I think that's a flaw that many people make. So too much focus on the future might be number four. Right, number five is not enough promoting of property as an investment vehicle. So I haven't really heard anybody promoting property. Now, I'm a big believer in property and I'm a big believer in leverage. And the problem with property and leverage, I guess, for the FIRE movement is that it generally involves a degree of debt. So leverage means basically borrowing money to be able to put into something that's going to generate more money and become worth more money. So you're using borrowed money as leverage. It doesn't have to be borrowed money. It could be money that you have that you're sitting on yourself. But more than likely, you know, and if it's going to be leveraged, then it's not going to be money that you have yourself. You know, property, especially in this country, has always been the go-to investment vehicle above and beyond stocks and shares and bonds. So that I don't think there's enough promotion of other alternative investment strategies within the FIRE movement. Number six, business isn't promoted enough. So back in the day, I mean, maybe as I said at the very start of this episode, I would have been a FIRE practitioner had it been around in my formative years. But what was sold to me was, you know, work hard and, you know, try to create businesses, be an entrepreneur and generate as much money as possible over and above living a frugal lifestyle and just robotic automatic investing in stock. So business creation, business development, multiple businesses, maximizing income, they were all things that, you know, again, might not be promoted enough within the FIRE movement. It more so on frugality as opposed to, you know, generating income or having several streams of income. Okay, number seven. Do you really want to retire early? You know, so the second part of the acronym, financial independence, retire early. Do you really want to retire early? You know, a lot of people have difficulty with this because a lot of people don't want to retire early. A lot of business people and entrepreneurs love what they do and they don't want to retire early. They can see themselves doing it, maybe not to the same extent and maybe not in the same avenue, but certainly it's what keeps them going and it's what keeps them alive is the striving for their goals. And they don't actually want to retire early. Maybe they want a holiday or a break, but they don't want to retire. And what, you know, I might say to you is that if you're really looking forward to early retirement, then possibly you're not on the right path for you or you're not in the right career. So it mightn't actually be about retiring early, because for the majority of people, even the majority of people who have a lot of wealth, they don't just want to sit, you know, or lie. I know it sounds good for a couple of weeks lying on the beach, drinking your cocktails and just looking out into the sea. But, you know, that is going to get boring very, very quick. So if that's your idea of retiring early, you know, it might be a little bit of a falsehood. So start thinking about your hobbies or what it is that you really want to be doing. Number eight. Is it ambitious enough? I don't know that it's ambitious enough. I think it's certainly a method that the everyday person could, you know, possibly get to financial independence. But is it too safe? Is it holding you back? If you know that if I just save a certain amount every month for years, for decades, I will get to financial independence, and you have that, you know that that's propping you up. Will it stop you from trying to learn more skills, trying to educate yourself more, pushing your own boundaries, pushing your own comfort zone to try to earn more, to try to do more, to try to achieve more? If ultimately you know that if you're saving a certain amount with a frugal lifestyle, you're going to, you know, reach financial independence at such and such an age. So it's a question I'm asking back to you. Number 8, is it ambitious enough for you? Number 9, financial independence is a soft phrase for wealth accumulation. Now, I'm holding that against the FIRE movement. So people are afraid to say that they want to make more money, that they want to be wealthy, that they want to be rich, because those terms are demonized. So therefore, they go with the soft phrase of financial independence. Now, what I'm saying to you is, if you're afraid to even use the word wealth or money or riches, then are you fully committed to becoming wealthy? If you can't even use that term, if you have to go with the safe, you know, term of financial independence, so you don't irritate anybody, you don't ruffle any feathers, does your subconscious actually accept that financial independence means wealth? You want to be wealthy at an age that you can have, you know, freedom. If does your subconscious buy into the financial independence instead of calling it money, you know, wealth, riches, etc., etc.? Again, it's another question to you. That's number 9. Number 10, can you really set it and forget it? Is it really passive? You know, do you eventually become a slave to the system? Is it literally, you know, you figure out what your figure is that you need to save every month? Can you really just set it? Are you really immune to the ups and downs of the market? So in essence, what you're supposed to do is constantly just invest in the stock, and despite whether it's a bull or bear market, not worry about it and just keep going along with it. I mean, can you really do it? Is it really that set it and forget it? Is it really that passive? Do you end up in your own way becoming a slave to the system? I do think it's great for the Millionaire Next Door type. If you haven't read that book, that's a super book, The Millionaire Next Door, one of my top 3. But, you know, I'm sure it's super for the Millionaire Next Door type. I don't know many successful or any successful business people or successful entrepreneurs that are FIRE practitioners. I don't really know any. I'm sure you can catch me out. I'm sure if I'd done a more thorough Google search, I would have found some. But what I'm saying to you is, the majority of successful business people and successful entrepreneurs are so busy doing what they're doing, they don't need to be scrimping and saving, you know, to try to get to financial independence. They're earning their way to financial independence. Yeah, they might be sensible with their money, but at the same time, they're enjoying their money. And it's a more, I suppose, balanced view, as opposed to just trying to save yourself to wealth. Now, as I said at the very start, I am absolutely not against the FIRE movement, despite those 10 points I've said to you. I don't think I'm a part of the FIRE movement, but I possibly could be. So what I'm trying to say to you is, make it your own. Eyes wide open. If it's an option for you, absolutely fire away. If you feel that you've not enough time left to come up with something else, then absolutely, if it's the answer to your problems, then absolutely you fire away. If you want to do your own version of it, which is what I'm suggesting, make your own rules, make it a system that you follow the system, but also do your own thing. Maybe have a little bit of both. Maybe be the Millionaire Next Door type and also be a successful business person and entrepreneur. Do what I said I haven't discovered yet. Break the mold, make it your own. You don't have to follow anyone else's path exactly the same way. So That's my rant. That's the fire movement and my experiences and my thoughts of it. I would love to hear what you think. Are you upset with me because I listed 10 things against it, even though I'm for it? I hope I made that very clear, even though I am a supporter. But sure, send me an angry response. Send me a positive response. I would love to hear what you think either way. Please just don't ignore me. Send me a message anytime on thesuccesssensei.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.